A Montana district court has struck down three election laws that would have created voting barriers weeks before the midterm election. Two of those laws presented especially high hurdles to Native Americans in the state. That includes a law that got rid of Election Day voter registration and another that banned third-party ballot collection. Jacqueline DeLeon is staff attorney with the Native American Rights Fund, which represented plaintiffs in this case. She says Judge Michael Moses found evidence that the legislature intentionally discriminated against folks who rely on Election Day registration, such as indigenous communities and students.
It's pretty disturbing that the legislature went ahead and passed these laws despite the known impacts on Native Americans.
The lawsuit was brought by Western Native Voice and tribes in Montana, including the Blackfeet Nation and Northern Cheyenne Tribe. The third law struck down in the decision would have made it harder for students to register to vote by requiring them to use another form of identification in addition to their student ID. DeLeon says a court struck down a nearly identical ballot collection law in 2020 in Montana. She says many tribes don't have reliable residential mail delivery.
They've really come to rely on organizations that go out in vehicles that can access the poor roads and can pay for gas and can travel significant distances to circumvent poor mail service to pick up ballots for Native Americans.
DeLeon says it's important to note that these laws are discriminatory, and also, on the flip side, that Native Americans are not asking for extra accommodations.
They're not asking for more than what other Montanans are entitled to. What they're asking for is for equal access. And in the face of it being unequal, they're asking that the tools that they use to overcome those inequalities not be targeted and taken away.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.